And so the people ask him, what should we do? Not much has changed, has it? We still ask, what should we do? The answer is simple enough. We should do what we can to make things better. We should do what we can, not just what we can get away with. In our world, it's easy to manipulate. It's easy to make excuses. It's easy to find ways where we can get around things. But we as Christians should be an example of people who don't want to just get away with stuff, but want to do the right thing, who don't want to act like we can take whatever we can get, as long as it's legal and lawful. But instead, we should take only what we need and go to the extra trouble of sharing with others. We should do what we need to do to fulfill our responsibilities and our jobs, but not take advantage of that situation. See, in those days, the tax collectors were welcome to take whatever they could in taxes, and knowing that they only had to pay Rome the amount that was required. Everything else they got to keep. It was common practice. It was lawful and legal, but was it right? No. And the same thing with the Roman soldiers. They were in a country of occupation. They could get away with all kinds of things because they were the authority. They could take from people by extorting them. Well, you know, if you don't do what we say, we're going to come back and we're going to cause you trouble and we're going to go talk to the judge. And, you know, is that right? It was permitted, but it wasn't right. To be okay with what you have. To be content with who we are. To say enough is enough. I don't need more. That's not what we hear on TV. That's not what we read in the newspaper. That's not what we are expected to do. In our world, we have to be number one. We have to be first. We have to be best. We have to take everything we can get. But we don't. It's okay to be okay. It's okay to take just enough and not feel like we have to take everything we can get. It's okay to be content with what we have. We see so much. We see so many examples of people who get carried away. The most recent one, I guess, being Tiger Woods. Has a beautiful wife, a wonderful career, gets to play golf every day. How many guys would not love to have a job where they got to play golf every day, even if they didn't get paid millions of dollars? And he gets paid millions of dollars to do it. But he got caught up with getting everything he could get instead of everything he should get. Just because he could didn't make it right. Just because we can doesn't make it right. And so they asked John, what should we do? And he told them. But one would come who would tell them why. Why is it that we shouldn't take advantage of our situation? Why is it that we shouldn't take everything that we can? Because God has given us two commandments. To love Him, to love God with all our heart and soul and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Such simple instructions. And yet, if we really followed them, how would it change our lives? Jesus changed the lives of the people around Him by being an example of someone who was willing to give his own life for them and for us. He has given his life for you. He has given his life for me. He has given his life for each of us. How can we not give a little of our time, a little of our money, a little of our effort to make things better for someone in need? You don't have to impoverish yourself. You just have to do the right thing. You don't have to give away everything you have, but if you have more than enough, He asks you to share. See, it's not what we have that will be counted. It's what we gave that'll matter.